We begin with the breaking news in the murder of Mike McClelland and his wife, Cynthia. That and fears that his killing could be part of a wider plot. Mr. McClelland was district attorney for Kaufman County, Texas. That's just southeast of Dallas. Gary Tuckman's there with the very latest on what a search warrant reveals and who might have been involved in this, including possibly a brutal white supremacist gang. What are you learning, Gary?
Well, Wolf, we've just looked at that search warrant. It was used for investigators to go into the McClelland's house. And what they say is that both victims were shot several times and that many rifle casings were found by their bodies. They also say their bodies were found Saturday night, two nights ago, at 6:45 p.m., but it appears they were killed before then because friends were trying to call them on Friday night and were worried that nobody was answering. So they could have been killed up to 24 hours before their bodies were found. What has happened here has terrified and mystified this community.
FBI investigators marching into the district attorney's office space in Texas' Kaufman County Courthouse. Another ominous scene in the nightmare that has occurred in this small county. The murders of District Attorney Mike McClelland and his wife Cynthia this weekend, and the killing of one of McClelland's assistant district attorneys 2 months earlier, is causing grave concern here and throughout the state of Texas.
I suggest everyone should be careful about what goes on, whether they're public officials or otherwise. But this, I think, is a clear concern to individuals who are in public life, particularly those who deal with some very mean and vicious individuals, whether they're white supremacy groups or whether they're the drug cartels that we have.
As of now, it's not known who's responsible for the killings, but it is certainly assumed they are related. In December, the state of Texas issued a warning. High-ranking leaders of the Aryan Brotherhood have delivered orders to inflict mass casualties of death on Texas law enforcement officials involved in indicting 34 of their members a month earlier.
On January 31st of this year, just about a month after that warning, a hard-working, respected prosecutor here in Kaufman County, Texas, parked his car in this lot. Mark Hassey was going to work at the courthouse about a block away. After he stepped out of his car, one or two masked gunmen stepped out of another vehicle. Mark Hassey was shot and killed.
The county's chief public defender, Andrew Jordan, ran to the parking lot minutes after the gunshots.
I got there roughly the same time, I believe, that the ambulance did.
But he didn't know who the victim was yet. Then he found out it was Mark Hassey, who he was supposed to see in court only minutes later.
He and I had a case that we had spoken about the day before that we had an agreed resolution on, and we were going to meet in court at 9 o'clock in the morning to finalize a plea.
That same day, Hassey's now deceased boss, Mike McClelland, issued these forceful words.
I hope that the people that did this are watching, because we're very confident that we're going to find you, we're going to pull you out of whatever hole you're in, and we're going to bring you back and let the people of Kaufman County prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Although the Kaufman County District Attorney's Office was involved in the Aryan Brotherhood case, Mark Hassey was involved minimally, if at all. Less than 2 months after Hassey's murder, the director of prisons for the state of Colorado was killed. Tom Clements was shot at his home. A Colorado prison parolee, white supremacist Evan Ebel, was killed in a shootout about an hour and a half away from Kaufman County, Texas. Authorities say the shootout led to an investigation into whether the two killings were related. And then, just over a week later, Mark Hassey's boss, Mike McClelland, the man who deplored the killing of his assistant DA, is shot and killed along with his wife inside their house in Kaufman County. A law enforcement source says the scene inside was awful, with rifle casings littering the scene. The casings from a .223 caliber rifle.